Blog Talk Radio.
To the Psychic Saturday Show. I am Mary Brown, your host, along with my incredible co-host, Dax Carlisle, coming to you live from Arizona. And today is our open lines and mini reading show. So if you would like to call in for a free mini reading, I think that's my co-host right there, our call-in number is 714-816-4628. Again, if you want to call in for a free mini reading or just to talk about the tarot, numerology, Reiki, EFT, crystals, angels, hypnosis, psychic development, and more, I think we've got it all covered, give us a call. We'd love to chat with you. And without further delay, let's bring on the incredible, the lovely Dax Carlisle. Hello, Dax.
I've never been described as lovely, but I'll take it.
So, how are you today? How's Arizona?
Oh, it's beautiful, and it's busy. I've mentioned it on the air before that I'm the vice commander of my local American Legion post, and the entire state of Arizona is having a convention, we call it the Fall Conference, down here in Tucson. And so I've been running around like a mad person. So I'm the membership officer for the post. So I went to the membership meeting this morning, rushed back to do the radio show. And now I got to rush back this afternoon to do more membership and post operations meetings and things. Oh my gosh. You know, it's so funny because I don't know, do you remember the 70s and late 70s and early 80s and Legionnaire's disease?
Oh yeah, my grandfather went to the big convention in Philadelphia the year it was a big thing.
Yeah, and this is the thing. So I'm watching this as a kid growing up and stuff, you know, and it even got onto television, onto crime dramas and doctor dramas,
yeah,
and things like that. Legionnaire's disease, you know. I remember an episode of what was the show with Jack Klugman, the
Quincy
MD. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh,
he was
right.
A medical examiner. Yeah, and he got quarantined at a hotel where they had Legionnaire's disease. They discovered it was Legionnaire's disease. So I'm growing up watching this stuff, and I'm like, you know, wow. I can't even imagine being a Legionnaire, and now I'm going to these Legionnaire conventions. It's hilarious.
How funny is that? Yeah, no, my grandfather was in the American Legion, and he used to always take me to play bingo at the American Legion.
Bingo.
Oh, that was like their big thing, and I remember one year I was so excited. You know, and I'm just like a little kid, but I was so excited because I won a can of condensed milk. I mean, that was the old days, guys. Those are the kind of prizes you'd win, a can of condensed milk for winning bingo.
Now it's money. I mean, we have our Queen of Hearts. We have our Queen of Hearts game going, Mary, and we're up to $7,000. So whoever wins the pot, you know, is going to get $7,000. Unless it rolls
chipped
over. You got chipped with the can of condensed milk, let me tell you. Hey, I wanted to mention, because of, you know, me going to the convention and running around today, you know, we were unable to do the simulcast on Facebook. However, I'm on the Facebook group located at psychictalk.net/Facebook. That's psychictalk.net/Facebook. We've been using the simulcast, the Facebook Lives, as our chat room, you know, just typing in the comments. So Mary created a post on the group here, and there's a few posts ahead of it, maybe. I don't know. I just commented on it, so it should pop it to the top there. but just look for Mary's post. I think it's under announcements as well. And look for my comment where I say, hi, everyone. That's the post that we're going to chat on. And you can ask for a mini reading right there in the comments. You can ask questions about tarot and crystals and Reiki and numerology and all the things that we do here on the network and that Mary and I do. Mary and I have everything covered. I mean, life coaching and hypnosis and emotional freedom techniques and NLP and, I mean, you name it. Any questions that you have burning about those topics, we would love to answer those. Or, you know, if you want a mini reading, I had a great one on yesterday's show, Mary, because not only did we do the mini reading for the caller, but the caller had pulled cards and she asked for clarification. She asked, you know, I'm getting this. What does this mean? You know, and I love questions like that because then we get to dig a little deeper into how tarot works and the meanings of cards and all that kind of thing like that. Yeah. But we'd love to chat with you on the phone line.
Yeah. Absolutely. Speaking of our Facebook group, every day in there I pull a card of the day and post it in there. And today's card of the day comes to us from the Oracle of the Unicorns deck by Cordelia Francesca Robs. And it's a card. It's really beautiful. It has a black unicorn with a white unicorn, and it's about polarity, integrating our shadow side. Now, the idea that there's no light without dark, and it helps to understand the law of polarity. So rather than trying to disown your shadow side, be proud of it, own it, integrate it. And when you do this, it can't hold any power over you anymore. And you can start to love and accept every bit of yourself. So that is the card of the day. You can go to the Psychic Talk Radio Facebook group, psychictalk.net/Facebook, and see our post there. You can scroll down further, and you'll see the card of the day. Yeah.
That's awesome. I also picked a card of the day. Real quick, I want to mention to everybody that's holding in the lines, right after this, we're going to go to the phone call. So don't worry. We take the calls in the order that they come in. Give us a call at 714-816-4628. Remember to press 1 on your dial pad as soon as you get through. That puts you in the queue in order. And don't hang up, because if you call back, you'll end up at the bottom of the list. So we're going to, you know, give some folks some time to call into the show. 714-816-4628. Press 1 as soon as you get through on your dial pad. And the energy of today, 11-9-2019, if you add those numbers up, you get 23. 2 plus 3 is 5. The energy today is 5. It's a high energy number. You can accomplish a lot today. It's also the number of change in numerology and in tarot as well. It also can be the number of chaos. That's the other side of the coin. So you don't want to make any big decisions today. You don't want to sign contracts. You don't want to get married. You don't want to, you know, do anything big today. Today's a good day for planning. Today's a good day for accomplishing a lot. You can get a lot done today. You have high energy. But if you're not working on a project or something like that, just ride the ebbs and flows, the roller coaster, the ups and downs that you experience with the five energy. You know, take a day. It is Saturday. So, you know, take some time for yourself, spa day, Epsom salts, bath with the candles. Go ride a roller coaster. Go to the movies. Read a good book. You know, take your mind off stuff. And interestingly, it's also a 9 day. Obviously, today's the 9th, and the 9 energy is the end of a cycle. We go through these cycles 1 through 9, and they happen in the microcosm as well as in the macrocosm. So there's 9-hour cycles within the day, hourly. There's 9-day cycles. There's 9-week cycles. There's 9-month cycles. But the most important is the 9-year cycles. We call that the personal year. And 9 is endings. So this is a good day, and it is a Saturday. Most of us are off work. This is a great day to go in and literally clean out the closets, clean out the garage, and figuratively do some cleaning. You know, what belief systems are no longer serving you? what friendships are not working anymore, any baggage you're hanging on to, just let it all go. The card of the day lines up with the five energy of the date. It's the Five of Cups, literally the crying over spilt milk card in tarot. And if you're feeling that way today, you know, in the traditional Waite-Smith version of the card, three of the cups have spilt over. The individual is looking down at them, kind of hunched over, you know, upset about these three cups that have fallen over. But if they would just turn around, they'd see that there's two full cups behind them. And that's what you should look at today. If you're having some issues, you know, look at the silver lining, turn around. There's always a silver lining in everything going on. And if you think outside the box, you're going to find some answers. So that's the card of the day, the numerology of the day that I got, Mary. And I'm all set. I don't know. I'm sorry. I was shuffling. Got a little confused there for a second. Trying to shuffle. You know, so too much going on today, folks. Way too much. But I'm ready to go to the phone line. What are we doing?
Yeah. I was going to say, why don't we go ahead and take our first call? So we're going to do that. The phone lines are still open. We still have some room if you want to call in, 714-816-4628. But let's go ahead and see who's been waiting the longest. And we have area code 256. Caller, are you there? Area code 256.
Yes, my name is Kimberly, and I'm calling from Georgia.
All right. Is that your bar door?
Yeah.
Okay.
Wow, we got sound effects and everything on the show
today. I love it. Like, it's Kimberly from Georgia. Ding, 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 ding. I love that. Caller that comes with her own sound effect. So what did you want to talk about today, Kimberly? Did you want a mini reading, or did you just want to talk about some of the...
A mini reading. Okay. You can just give me a message from Spirit.
Okay. Message from Spirit. All right. Okay, well, Dax, I think I'm going to go first with that and pull a angel card. See what message there is from Spirit today for Kimberly from Georgia. Okay. Well, Kimberly, this is really, really interesting. I pulled a couple cards for you, actually. And the first thing that comes through here is this idea of the angel of rescue. And I'm going to mute your line for just a second here because I'm getting some background noise, and then I'll come right back to you. Okay. So the interesting thing about this, you know, first of all, it talks about, you know, either needing to be rescued or to be the rescuer in a sense. And so what that's talking about is saying that, like, okay, you know, it's okay to admit when we need help sometimes. That we, as much as you might want to, you know, be able to do everything your own and sort of, you know, have that independence and I can take care of myself, you know, this is saying, like, be open to help from others as well. And also be willing to help others that you see are in need. The other card that comes up with this too is the angel of virtue, and it's really kind of an interesting concept. Virtue, it's a term we don't really talk about very much, but it's saying to, like, you know, think about that though. Think about, you know, the qualities that you have that maybe, you know, you're not really seeing as being like some of the virtues that you have. You know, when we're unsure about that, we just need to look at where the light and the love is in our life and how we express that. And so this card comes up to ask you to consider that and give yourself a little bit of credit for all of the light that you carry within you and the love that you show to yourself and to others. And then the final card that comes up is the Angel of Radiance. And it comes up in the future position. So it's really a wonderful sign when that card shows up, because it's talking about, you know, the things brightening up even more. It's talking about this feeling of like, okay, finally, it's going to be your time to really shine. And the connection between all of this is that if you give yourself a little bit of credit for all the good that you do and all the love that you show and the light that you bring to the people around you and to situations, that is a way in which you're going to get to that point where you really feel like you're really shining. Okay, so that's what I got. Let's see what Dax got. Did you pull any cards for Kimberly who wanted a message from Spirit?
Absolutely. And the message I got, are you ready? The Five of Cups. That's right. The card of the day showed up again for Kimberly. So, Kimberly, if you're feeling lack or loss right now, the message from Spirit is you need to turn around and see those other two cups. You got to see that there's opportunities out there for you. And with this opportunity, the Fool card shows up saying that you really need to take a leap of faith. You need to think outside the box. You got to do something that you either haven't thought of doing before, or it crossed your mind, but you dismissed it because you didn't think you could do it or you weren't sure. And the Fool card says, go for it. And what you end up with is the next card is the World card. I mean, you can't get a better card. But let me ask you something real quick, Kimberly. I'm going to bring your mic hot for a second. Can you tell me, do you think what's the focus for you? Are you thinking career? Are you thinking relationships? What's going on with you?
So my focus has been career.
Okay. All right,
yeah.
So this message is talking about that. It's talking about taking that leap of faith, moving forward. And there's somebody that can help you with this. He's showing up as the King of Swords, and this individual, Swords is air, the air element. You know, they hold on a second. I'm going to put you back on hold here because we're getting the feedback again here. So this person may be one of the air signs, might be a Gemini, a Libra, Aquarius, that can help you with this. So I hope that helped you out. My message combined with Mary's. I'll bring Kimberly back
there.
On.
Yeah, you're right on point. I'm thinking about going into a new career, but I, you know, and then going to school, and then I put it on the back burner. So, and then my birthday was the 5th. When you said Five of Cups, I said, okay, that's my number.
There you go.
Wow. Yeah. That's terrific.
That's what the universe
does
to show you that this stuff works. It gives you little signs like that. We call them synchronicities.
Right.
And, you know, both our readings, you know, are indicating, you know, this idea that there's help out there for you. Accept help from others, okay, in your career goals sometimes, especially if we're changing careers. We could always use, you know, someone who's there that give us some advice or point us in the right direction. And I think that's, you're going to encounter that. So just be open to receive.
I will be. And thank you both very much.
Okay, you have a great day. Thanks for calling.
You too. Bye.
All right. Okay, so, Dax, are you ready to take another call?
All set, yes.
I'll tell you, it is lit up like a Christmas tree here. And our next call, our next call is... Little crazy background noise there. Our next call is area code 267. Area code 267. Caller, are you there?
Yes, hello.
Hi, what's your name and where are you calling from?
Donna from Pennsylvania.
Donna from Pennsylvania. How you doing, Donna? Did you want a mini reading today?
Yes. I have a question, if that's okay. I wanted to know, I went to, well, my girlfriend lives in an apartment complex. Well, I'll play too much, but anyway, I gave my resume to the girl at the front desk because they're in need of a rental agent, you know, someone to rent out the, you know, apartments. And do you see me getting that or at least getting an interview or something?
Okay, so does anything come from you handing out that resume to be a rental agent? Dax, do you want to go first? Since I went first last time. Let's see what the cards have to say.
Yeah. Taking a look here. It's not a strong yes, but I'm getting a yes. I'm getting that something could come of that. It's kind of a muddled answer. I'm getting three yeses out of five. You know, usually we look for four or five yeses or four or five no's for a strong answer. When you get less than that, you know, it means it's leaning in that direction, but there's something left to do. And that could be a lot of different things. It could be, you know, sending a follow-up letter or phone call or email or text or something. You know, it seems like there's something more that you have to do. And lo and behold, are you ready for this, Mary? This is the craziest thing. This has never happened. I'm shuffling the deck in between calls. The central focus card yet again is the Five of Cups, the card of the day. We got a trend going here. This is amazing. Talk about the synchronicities, you know, because the possibility of that coming up is like something like 600,000 to one in a tarot reading. Getting the exact same card in the exact same position. Actually, that's probably more in the millions. But Donna, yeah, same thing. You know, if you're focused on the lack, that may be the thing that needs to change. You need to turn around and realize that there are opportunities, that this, you know, I can't remember if you said it was one interview or more than one interview you went on. You know, something can come of those. It may require some additional action. I'm getting cards talking about, you know, communication between individuals, you know, keeping the lines of communication open. And then something can happen really quickly. I'm getting the Eight of Wands at the end. And also that's the timing card. So, like, within the next 8 days, you know, something happening, message coming really fast. Let's see what Mary's getting.
Can I just say something? That's all I did was, not yesterday, but the day before, I think it was Saturday, I walked in the office with my girlfriend that is moving from the complex, and, you know, they like her and everything. And she said I was, you know, looking for the position, and I printed out my resume right there, and she just put it on the new owner's desk, and she said he'll read it when he comes in. And she went by and she said to my girlfriend, Mary Ellen, she said, if she's anything like you, she'll get the job.
That's awesome.
There you go. What are you getting, Mary?
Well, you know, what I'm getting is kind of interesting. You know, I got a five as well. I got the Five of Wands. And I also got the Five of Pentacles. And you know, the other cards, we get the Nine of Cups, we get the Page of Wands. It just makes me wonder with these spots, are you sure that this is, like, really a good fit for you? Because with the Five of Pentacles, sometimes it's like, you know, the money's not where we want it to be. So I think that there's a good possibility that you're at least going to get an interview for this, you know. You could very well get the job. I'm just wondering if it's going to be really what you want. So that's something to think about.
Okay, because right now I'm doing housekeeping in the hospital, which is I like it and everything, but it's just working on my body too much. So,
right.
You know,
it's like a good transitional job, right? Basically.
Yes.
Okay, good. Okay, yeah, because it's not the be-all, end-all from what this is saying. But, yeah, as long as you kind of, I mean, you have a kind of a plan with this that, like, kind of goes beyond it. Yeah, I think there's a good chance you're going to get called back on it. And with the Nine of Cups, right, that's, we call it the wish card. And, you know, it's always a great card to come up, but it also reminds us to think about, like, okay, is this really what I'm wishing for? You know, so, yeah, but other than that, looks good. Thanks
okay,
for calling,
so Donna. I'll, okay, so I'll see within like eight days, and maybe that's the more communication that I need is the interview.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you.
All right. Thank you. Have a good weekend.
Okay. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, great call from Donna. And we do still have, you know, some spots left on the switchboard here. And remember, the number to call is 714-816-4628. And all right, Dax, are you ready for another call?
I'm all set, yes.
There you are. Okay.
Yeah, it takes a minute to get off of the mute, and then there's the delay on Blog Talk, so it takes me a second to say something.
Yes, okay. All right, so our next call is area code 951. Area code 951, caller, are you there?
Hello, yeah, it's Nathaniel from California. Hi.
Hi, Nathaniel. How are you today?
Pretty good.
Were you calling for a mini reading, or did you just want to talk about stuff?
I was calling for a mini reading, yeah.
Terrific. What's your question?
You know, I wanted to see if you saw a love coming into my life or anything that's coming through.
Like a new person coming in,
anything,
or
any kind of message at all. I mean, if you need a specific question, I'll just ask that
about love life. Okay, Dax, I think I'm going to go first since you went first last time. We like to take turns back and forth. It's all about balance. So, Nathaniel, your love life. Let's just see what comes up here. You know, it sounds like we're at an airport or something. Like planes taking off or stuff going on.
That's on Nathaniel's line because I'm muted.
Okay, I'm going to... Nathaniel, we're going to do your reading, but I'm going to mute you, and then we'll bring you back on at the end so you can let us know. Okay. All right. He's on mute. Okay, so love life for Nathaniel. What do we see happening?
Yeah.
My goodness. All right. Well, okay, Nathaniel, the very first thing that comes up is the Page of Cups here. We have the Sun card. To me, the Page of Cups would indicate somebody new coming in. But look, here's the thing. Underneath that Page of Cups Sun card, which is this great energy, right, talking about this great opportunity for somebody new coming into your life, we have the Eight of Swords, okay? Open your eyes to this person is what I'm saying. You know, that with the Eight of Swords, we can be like kind of not seeing what's right in front of us. Okay, so that's just something to think about. The other card that comes up here is the Two of Swords, where, you know, if we don't kind of, you know, be open and ready for this, it could easily just kind of turn into a dud, essentially, with the Two of Swords. So, you know, both of these cards, what's interesting, the Eight of Swords and the Two of Swords both have both the figures in the cards are wearing blindfolds. Okay, so that's something to keep in mind, is like, unless you're meeting this person at a party or something where you're playing Pin the Tell and the Donkey and people are wearing blindfolds, I think that this is more or less a message that, like, we've got to be kind of open our minds up to this new person to be coming in. Because with the Sun card, you know, this could turn out to be, you know, a really good thing. But, well, a lot of background noise. Sorry about that. I don't know what that is. But in any event, you know, this is somebody that could come into your life within the next couple months. And so I think really what we need to do here is, like, kind of let go of what we think we're looking for in a person from the outside. Okay, this potential love interest may not be, you know, like if you're a guy who likes blonde, right? You know, some, not saying that you are, but there's some men that have this sort of really particular idea of the kind of woman that they want to, you know, date or go out with. And it could be that this person is someone you could easily overlook because he may not fit, like, the kind of requirements that you may have in your head. And sometimes we have these ideas of who we're attracted to without even realizing it. And there's some people that we just discount for reasons, you know, that we don't even, you know, want to engage with. So I think if you stay open, keep an open mind, and keep your eyes open, is what the cards are really, you know, pointing out here. I think that you could definitely meet somebody that may be very worthwhile within the next couple months. That's the time frame I'm getting. Let's see what Dax is getting.
Okay, so real quickly, because this basically just lines up with everything you just said, Mary. So Nathaniel's making slow, steady progress. He shows up as the Knight of Pentacles, Knight of Coins, and there is the Seven of Pentacles, the Seven of Coins, which is about persistence. Maintain that persistence. Now, I get the Judgment card right next to the Queen of Coins or the Queen of Pentacles. A lot of Pentacle cards here. And that's a lot of Earth energy, okay? And so the Judgment card right next to the Queen of Coins, I call the Judgment card, you know, kind of like the cosmic wake-up call. It's the cosmic wake-up call. So it's like, hello, the opportunity's there. The person is actually there. You're just unaware, but they're there. And being the Queen of Pentacles, that Earth energy, potentially they're a Taurus, a Virgo, or a Capricorn, potentially with dark features. I thought that was hilarious, Mary, when you were saying, hey, you might like blondes and you're discounting everybody else. And I'm like, yeah, I'm getting somebody with dark hair and dark features here. And that earthy energy, this is a very capable woman. Nowadays I always throw in there that the pronouns might be off. I don't know if it's a male or a female that you're interested in. Okay, so it doesn't have to be a female. It could be a male with the same energies. You know, I just throw that out there because we never know, you know, the caller's preferences. And this person's very capable, uncomplicated, earthy, nurturing, patient themselves, organized, very earthy energy there, very nurturing energy. So that's what I'm getting. I hope that helps you out, Nathaniel.
Yeah, let's see if we can bring Nathaniel back on. Did you get all that, Nathaniel? That was a lot of info I think we gave you.
Yeah, okay, I'll take it. I'll take it. Thank you.
All right. Thanks so much for calling. Have a good one.
Awesome.
All right.
I see we're at the bottom of the hour, Mary.
That's what I was going to say. We are at the bottom of the hour. It's time to let everybody know what's coming up on the Psychic Talk Radio Network. Dax, did you want to talk about the upcoming shows?
Absolutely, especially because there's been a couple of topic changes that may not already appear on the upcoming shows listing here at psychictalk.net/upcoming. So I wanted to mention those. Of course, coming up Sunday, November 10th, that's tomorrow. Yes, it's Angels, Calling All Angels with special guest Catherine Hahn on the Magic Universe Show with Sharona Rapsick. And they'll be taking your calls for angel messages, mini readings, questions, and so forth. And talking all about angels tomorrow, so that's the show to tune into if you're into that. Then on Monday, it's a double feature. That's Veterans Day, November 11th, Wisdom of the Soul with Janice Fuchs. And that show is followed by Compassionate Light, Healing, and Guidance with Catherine Hahn. She's starting a new series of shows talking about recognizing what your gifts are. So Monday, she's going to be talking about the clairs, all the different clairs, Mary, and what all that means. And then on Friday, November 15th, I'll be back on with Dr. Rose. I have open lines and mini readings listed there, which we will be doing an open lines and mini reading show. However, we do have a topic that we're starting. It's actually going to cover over 3 or 4 upcoming weeks where we're talking about the archetypes. And Dr. Rose is going to be talking about what these are, how to call them in, how they can help you, how to use archetypes. It's going to be fascinating starting this coming Friday. And then, of course, we'll be back on Saturday, November 16th. And open lines and mini readings, we always have that on Friday and Saturday. But we do have a great topic for you, what to look for and avoid in a tarot reader. So that's going to be fun. I can't wait. Mary, I can't wait to hear your tips and tricks because you've been a reader for forever, and I'm sure you have some.
Oh yeah, yeah. I think that'll be a fun and informative show for everybody, and I'm excited.
Yeah. By the way, I do want to mention that Sunday, November 17th. Is Angelic Interventions, NDEs, Near-Death Experiences, and more on the Angelic Realm Show with host Maria G. Moss. And I believe she has a guest, but it's escaping me right now who her guest is. I think she actually has guest co-hosts coming on that are members of the IAP. So Isabel Rose and Cindy Foy Burns will be on, and they'll be discussing angel interventions and NDEs. So there's an angel show basically every Sunday now because Maria's show, Angelic Realms, is the first and third Sunday. And then Sharona's new show, Magic Universe, is the second and the fourth. Now, Sharona is going to hit a lot of other topics because it's Magic Universe. It's not angel something, you know, so it's not angels all the time. But as an angel practitioner, angel Reiki master, she is going to do a lot of that as well. You know, so there's a show like every Sunday when we get into December. Actually, Sharona is going to be the guest as it's the angel practitioner spotlight on Maria's show, Angelic Realms. The first Sunday of December, but I do know that because of the holidays that Maria is going to be taking off, so there won't be a second show in December, and I can't remember exactly when she comes back in January. So I just wanted to let everybody know that, but you can always see the upcoming shows list at psychictalk.net/upcoming. There you go.
There we go. And you
awesome.
Know those are, you know, that list will be updated too if anything changes, so that's always a good place to look for what's coming up. And yeah, we've got a lot of angel people when you think about it on the network. Catherine on the Monday show talks about angels. I do angels. Angels are everywhere. It's a good
Janice does angels too.
Janice does angels as well. Yeah. Oh my gosh. This is
so
excellent.
So real quick, Mary, before we go back to the phone lines, we didn't mention it at the beginning of the show, and I did yesterday, and I like to try to mention this, that the Friday show is always sponsored by the Tarot Guild, the International Organization for Professional Tarot Readers, since 2004. And our Saturday show is actually the official broadcast of the Tarot Guild, which we just had our 15th anniversary. We're now in our 16th year of the Tarot Guild. Oh, my God.
It makes me feel old.
I know, because you've been around since almost the beginning, you know.
Yeah, it's amazing. It's amazing.
Yeah.
It's wonderful, though. And, you know,
and
we do have a Tarot
Guild
Facebook group, too. We should mention that. Oh, I was just going to say, you know, another place to keep up with us and definitely keep up with all everything going on with the Tarot Guild and make tarot friends is going to the Tarot Guild Facebook group. Go ahead. What were you going to say?
Yeah, there's like, I was just going to confirm, there's like 5,200 members on there. You just search Tarot Guild and you'll find it on Facebook there. There's, I don't think the page is active, so you should just find the group. There's other groups that have the word guild in it, so, you know, make sure it's us. You know, you're going to see us on there, and it's like 5,000-something members on the Tarot Guild Facebook group, and we just had the 15th anniversary. We got the 10th anniversary of our first-ever radio show, Tarot Today Radio, and our first Tarot Guild website. That was all in 2010. So it's our 10-year anniversary of that coming up January 20th, 2020. And we've got some great stuff coming up for you. I'm not going to let the cat out of the bag just yet, but some really cool things. And we're also launching a brand-new website for the Tarot Guild that's going to be a community site where tarot enthusiasts, people learning the tarot, professional readers can all gather together, discuss cards, decks, deck reviews, book reviews, discuss books, discuss, you know, individual cards, reading methods, spreads. I mean, you just name it. It's going to be a forum and all, you know, groups and all kinds of stuff like that. And that's going to be launching somewhere between our 15th anniversary we just had. That's Halloween, October 31st every year, folks. And somewhere between then and our January 20, 2020, 10th anniversary of the first ever website and our first ever radio show, Tarot Today, somewhere in there we're going to be launching this new website. So, you know, keep your eyes peeled. Meanwhile, while we're building the new website, we have pages up for the Guild on the Psychic Talk network website, psychictalk.net. You can go to psychictalk.net/tarot. And by the way, if you're a professional reader, you can join the Guild and get certified. We have that on sale right now for just $27. You can enroll in my course, which on the course page, psychictalk.net/learn-tarot, it's $197. You can enroll for $27 right now. And you can get both of those. You can get your certification, your membership, and the course for $44, all on the Guild page, which is psychictalk.net/guild. Just go to psychictalk.net/guild, and you'll be able to get those special prices. They're not available on any of the other pages on the site, you know, so be sure you get to that Guild page there where everything's on sale. And you can always contact me in between shows if you need more information or if you can't find the page, psychictalk.net/guild. So I just wanted to announce that before we go back to phone lines. Are we ready?
Yes. Let's see who the next call is. Who's been waiting the longest here? We have area code 929. Area code 929, caller, are you there? Hi.
Yes. Hey, how are you today?
Good. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Oh, wow. My name is Lisa, and I'm calling from Brooklyn, New York.
Brooklyn. All right. Did you have a question that you wanted to ask for a mini reading, or what did you want to talk about?
Oh, wow. Okay. So I have an appointment scheduled this week to do an out-of-patient surgery, which is very benign. And I've been reading some astrology, you know, stuff on the internet. And is it better to have the surgery when Mercury goes direct? Because I'm trying to see if I should reschedule and wait until either next Wednesday or the last Wednesday of the month.
Okay, I'll tell you what, you know, let me just say something really quick, and then Dax can address it. But look, you know, so whether Mercury is direct or whether Mercury is retrograde, how it's going to affect you is going to have a lot to do with what Mercury is doing in your own chart. So have you looked at your chart? Have you consulted with an astrologer to kind of look at that?
No, you know, I was supposed to do it last month, and I did speak with an astrologer. I did speak with one, and he told me toward the end of August that time. You know, I'm sorry, toward the end of September. So I couldn't do it in September because of the insurance issues. But I might just go ahead and wait, you know, so and kind of still do it, but toward the end of the month.
Okay, you know, because I would, you know, I would take it like more on, you know, what your own chart is saying about you. And, you know, like some people, like I was born with Mercury and going retrograde, and I don't really feel affected by Mercury retrogrades the way, you know, other people, it's like, oh my gosh, I can't leave the house, you know, but you know, what does Mercury really affect? When you think about it, it's going to affect more things like technology, more things like communication, those kind of things. But, you know, there may be other factors to look for, too. I mean, Dax might have some great advice as a numerologist of how that works out for you, you know, with your numbers.
Exactly.
It might be more personal, even. So, Dax, what can you offer here to Lisa?
Oh, yeah, I got some great information. So I'm going to preface this all, Lisa, with I'm not an astrologer, and instead I'm pulling tarot cards to tell me about the astrology. This is so much fun. And, yes, we can use numerology. A lot of people go to numerologists with specific dates. You know, would this date be good to get married on or this date? Would this date be better for the surgery or this date? It works really well, really well. Now, your original question, should you wait until you're out of Mercury retrograde? Now, you know, ultimately, it's what Mary said. It depends on your chart. It may or may not affect you. It does affect electronics. I don't want my heart monitor going out while I'm on the table cut open. I'm just saying. Okay, so this is what I'm going to say. It doesn't hurt to wait. You know, I mean, and when I drew cards on this, I got the Ace of Wands and the Hermit card. So it's really positive outcome for this, but the Hermit card is a card of taking a step back and waiting. Okay, so the tarot itself is suggesting that you wait. Now, if you have specific dates in mind, I can throw them in the numerology calculator and tell you what I'm getting. Now, if you don't have them in mind or you're not ready, contact me. When you get that information off the air, you know, on Facebook or something, and I will give you that information for free.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I have the dates. I have the 20th or the 27th of November.
Okay, so we got the 20th, which is a 7 date, and the day, of course, is a 2. 2 plus 0 is 2. So the 20th, and you said the 27th, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. It's a 9-day, which is about endings, but the energy is a 5. And you don't want to do anything big on any day or month or any year that is a 5 energy. Let me go back to that 20. Okay, that's the 27th. The 20th, as I said, comes out to 7, which is the highest spiritual number. It's that 2 energy for the day, which is about cooperation, relationships, partnerships, things like that. And, of course, you're going in for an operation. It's a huge partnership between you and all of your medical professionals. So, you know, the 20th numerologically is a better date than the 27th.
All right, that's what I was thinking. Okay, that sounds awesome. All right.
There you go.
Sounds great.
Yeah, and November 20th is the end of retrograde, too.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Perfect.
All right. We solved it. Thanks so much for calling.
Okay, you too.
Bye-bye.
Bye, thanks, Sex. Thank you.
That was fun.
Hi, Lisa. That was great, yeah. And just, you know, just when you think, well, can we actually answer that question? It's like, oh, of course we can. We got numerology. We got tarot.
We can always.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah, because it's funny, but it really does affect people differently. And what happens is we live in a meme culture now, right? So there's a meme every time that there's Mercury retrograde. But when you think about it, it's like, you know, sometimes you feel more affected by it and other times that you don't, and it has much more to do with what's going on with you, you know.
Yeah, because that came up, I just want to mention this. Mercury retrograde is very close to what I'm talking about with that five energy in numerology, okay? Mm. And so everybody freaks out with Mercury retrograde and five too, because five is the chaos number. Things can spiral out of control very quickly on a five-day date, or within a 5 year, there can be a lot of ups and downs, anything with the five energy. But there's always the other side of the coin. So the five energy is also change and high energy. You can get a lot accomplished. Same thing with Mercury retrograde. The other side of the coin with Mercury retrograde is, yeah, it could affect electronics. Things can spiral out of control. Or you can harness the energy, and it's a high energy period where you can get a lot accomplished. So there you go.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. Oh, my goodness. Go ahead.
No, I just said it's all about your intention going into it.
Absolutely. You know, it's all about your intention, but it's also, you know, yeah, we don't live in a one-size-fits-all world. So we're not all going to be affected the same way by these different energies. You know, there's some things that, you know, some people really embrace that others are like, oh, no, no, thank you. But anyways, we still have a full switchboard here. We have time for a few more calls, I think. You ready for the next one, Dax?
Yeah, we got time to squeeze in two or three, depending on how quick we go here before the top of the hour. Go ahead.
All right. Okay, so who is out there? Our next caller is area code 760. Wow, 760, are you there?
Yes, I am here.
Hi, what's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi there. So I'm Giselle, and I am calling from Orange County, California.
Orange County, California. Giselle, like the ballet. I love that.
Yeah.
Wonderful. Did you want a free mini reading, or did you want to ask a question or just talk about? Okay. What did you want us to look at?
I would love to a mini reading, and I would like to on love and a true partner coming in for me.
Okay, looking for a true partner to come in for you. Dax, do you want to go first? I think it's your turn.
I think you're up this time.
Oh,
no,
I am?
It's your turn.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll go. Okay, so Giselle, let's take a look at this. What about a true partner coming in for you? Okay. All right, so the first, wow. Okay. Wow. You know, what's amazing is, you know, I kind of just want to say yes. Okay. Yes. We have a true partner coming in here. And, you know, the idea, the way that you phrase that, a true partner, you know, I get the Temperance card overlooking everything. That would be, you know, we look at that as kind of a card of alchemy, you know, taking two different substances and blending it together to create something new, to create a relationship, to create a partnership. That's like one of my favorite cards of partnership, because it also talks about that idea of, like, we can meet in the middle, we can work work through whatever comes our way, because, you know, we can find the middle ground, and that's so important in partnership. It's very hard to have a good partnership with somebody that you're diametrically opposed to on everything, right? The other thing that comes a lot of cups cards, so I do feel like this is, you know, we're talking about love life here. I get the Knight of Cups. I know, to me, I think of him as Romeo. You know, it's like, oh, you know, it's romantic. A lot of times that can indicate a water sign, you know. So, you know, could be a Cancer, could be a Scorpio. And, you know, I just want to say, you know, as a Scorpio myself, don't worry about the Scorpios. They are romantic. They're not scary. I don't know why Scorpios get such a bad rap out there. But it might also be a Pisces. Okay, so and if nothing else, if it's not a water sign, it is somebody who is going to be emotionally available and open and sensitive. Now, that sensitivity, you know, is also something we've got to keep in mind, you know, that, you know, sometimes, you know, people might take things, you know, to heart a little bit more than they should when they're that sensitive. But also, you know, somebody with a great capacity to love, the Page of Cups comes up, so it does feel to me like this is a new person coming in. Now, here's the tricky part. The Seven of Pentacles comes up here. Now, that is, that's not a bad card at all, but it does say, like, okay, you know, sometimes things don't happen as quickly as we'd like them to or that we wish they would. It's a card of, you know, sitting there and watching, you know, waiting for the fruit to ripen on the vine, you know. So, you know, I feel like it's saying, like, you know, manage our expectations, you know, take our mind off and don't get discouraged if it doesn't happen right away. I do feel like this is coming for you, but I don't feel like this is going to happen like next week or even the next week. It may take a few months to get here, but it's coming, and it's a good partnership. So, you know, it's worth the wait. But that's what I'm getting. Let's see what Dax is getting.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. Awesome sauce. So the central focus card is the Ace of Cups. New love coming in, the beginning or essence of love, joy, inner beauty, good health. It's got a lot of meanings. But generally in this kind of a reading, it's talking about the potential for new love coming in, just like Mary's been talking about. The interesting thing is all the other cards are five cards. I've got tons of five cards, including the Hierophant, which is also five. Five, 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 you know, which is the theme today. It's the energy of the day. Even the card of the day showed up yet again, the Five of Cups. All this five energy. So right before we took your call, we had that, Giselle, remember we had that little conversation about there being two sides of the coin for Mercury retrograde and for the five energy in numerology. You know, it could be the chaos number, but it's often talking about high energy. And so it's all what and I ended it, you know, the conversation right before we took your call with it's all in the intention. So if you set the intention now, you can really harness this energy. With the timing card also being a five, I'm going to say it could happen as quickly as 5 weeks. It could take as long as 5 months, which would take you into early spring or spring, something like that, you know. So it could take that long, but it could happen as fast as 5 months. How long it, 5 weeks, how long it takes is entirely up to you. It's, you know, focusing on it and bringing it in. Mary got the Knight of Cups. I got the Knight of Coins, Pentacles, which is the Earth signs, Taurus, Virgo, Capricorn. So there might be two individuals out there. Just throwing it out there. Yep. And the big thing here, getting the Five of Cups and getting the Five of Pentacles, you know, all these five cards, it's a hint that, A, set the intention and harness the high energy of five, but also if you're feeling a sense of lack, you know, a sense of, okay, you know, I haven't met the right person yet, things like that, that the tarot is giving you a clue here that you need to turn that around. You need to focus on what you want to attract in and not focus on the lack. And then with the Hierophant showing up right next to the Ace of Cups, I mean, the Hierophant is often a card of matrimony showing up right next to the Ace of Cups. Does that help out?
Oh, definitely. Okay, and my question was going to be, is there anything that might be blocking someone coming in? I don't necessarily feel that, but I'm just wanting to be aware of anything that I'm not aware of. But I think you may have answered my question in terms of maybe they can
think
see that energy is shifted.
Mm-hmm. It's definitely a shift of energy, especially getting that many fives. Five is also the number of change.
Mm-hmm.
So it's
I'm
already
excited.
Shifted. Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
Woo, now you got to call back and tell us what happened.
Yeah.
You bet. You bet I will. Thank you both so much.
Thank you.
Have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Oh, wow. Okay, well, we are almost at the, we are at the end of the show. What do you think, Dax?
Well, if we did it fast, we can squeeze one more in, yeah. If it's
okay.
It's up to you, really.
I say, let's do it. Let's do it. Let's just see who's out there waiting. We're going to squeeze you in. Sounds so funny. It's like they're squeezing me in. Erica 216, caller, are you there? Erica 216. Hello? Hello, 216.
Don't hear anybody.
I might need to go to the next line. All right. That's what I was about to do. Okay, 216, we tried to squeeze you in. We're going to try and squeeze in 307. Erica 307, caller, are you there?
Yeah, I am. Hi.
Hi, what's your name and where are you calling from?
My name is Alyssa, and I am calling from Wyoming.
Wyoming. Awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. I was wanting a general reading, if I could.
Okay. Any particular area of life you wanted to focus on? Career, love life?
Everything, but you could do love life.
Okay. It's like, I want to look at it all.
Is it Alyssa?
It's all of them.
Is it Alyssa or Melissa or, I'm sorry, I didn't catch your name.
It's Alyssa.
Okay. I just wanted to clarify, get that down here. And we're doing
general reading, love life.
Now, the Hangman shows up. It looks like there's a delay in this area, but there is hope because the Star card does show up. You're in a transitional period is what's going on. That's why the delay. You got the Ten of Swords, which is the end of one cycle and another cycle beginning right now. Yeah. But, and it looks like a very nasty card when you look at the Ten of Swords, but in reality, in the background, the sun is dawning and the dark sky overhead is waning away. So it's just a process. You know, you just have to go through this. The cards are saying, listen to your intuition as you go forward. And there's cards talking about you. In this period right now, you don't want to focus on, the old saying that, when you stop thinking about it or trying to remember the answer to come to you or when you stop looking for the guy, he shows up. That's exactly what these cards are talking about. It's talking about you need girls' night out. You need to just let the hair down and let what's going to come. So that's the message that's coming through. Let's see if Mary has some additional information for you.
Okay.
I feel like your love life is definitely going to improve later. Like, for some reason, Right now, it's just like there's too many distractions. There's competing interests.
I just came out of like you said, breaking free from a lot of old negative influences and habits. And so I am definitely beginning a new. So maybe it isn't a good time to start. You know, I do have a lot of stuff going on right now, so maybe I just need to get everything else taken care of, and then it will come when it, you know, it's ready or when it's
yeah.
Time.
I think that that's part of it too, but also with the Seven of Cups is the central focus card here. You know, it's also saying like, okay, figure out actually what you're looking for in a partner in the meantime. Because I do think that is going to really help this to crystallize for you. And then in the future position, I have the Knight of Cups, Romeo, coming in, you know, in the future here. And we have the Sun card and stuff. But, yeah, we've got to kind of clear our head. We've got to, you know, kind of, you know, get to the point where the other card that comes up here is the Four of Wands, where we really kind of have like as a thing stabilized, and with the Seven of Cups, we really have a clear idea of what we want in a partner, you know.
And right now, I would probably pick the wrong partner because I just got out of a really bad relationship, and I'm thinking I probably do need to, you know, concentrate on more like what I want and not jump into anything right now.
Yeah, I think you're right. Yeah, it's gonna, you know, it's gonna come when you're actually ready for it. You don't want just any old love interest. You want a good one.
Yes, this time I definitely do.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's great. Thank you, guys. I'm glad I was the last caller and got in today. That's awesome.
Oh, we're glad too. You have a good one. Thanks for calling.
You too. Thank you. Bye bye.
Bye-bye. All right.
Awesome.
Well, that was a great last call. We are at the end of the show now. If we didn't get to you today, we have, who's coming on tomorrow, Dax? Tomorrow is
Sharona,
Sharona, right. So you can call into Sharona's show and get a free mini reading there, or one of the other shows later on in the week. You can, again, you know, go to psychictalk.net/upcoming to see what shows are coming up and when they are on. Almost all our shows do mini readings. All right. So I guess
absolutely
that's it. We're going to have to let Dex get back to his busy lifestyle. Your convention.
Oh my God. Yeah. I did want to leave everybody with, you know, in between shows, you can get a hold of us. Mary's page is psychictalk.net/Mary. My page is psychictalk.net/Dax. We try to make it easy for you. We're also all the hosts. We're all on the front page of psychictalk.net, our main website. If you want to book a reading with Mary or book a reading with me, a private session, longer session than what we can do on the radio, we'd be happy to help you out there. Don't forget, I'm going to mention the Tarot Guild again real quick. Go over to psychictalk.net/guild and join the guild. And if you're new to tarot, take my course on tarot and numerology. It's a great course. You're going to love it. And if you're a professional reader, you can get certified. You can join the guild. Students and enthusiasts can join the guild as well. You know, even if you don't want to get certified, it's just $27 right now. Just $27 for the course, or all of the above for $44. Right on that page, psychictalk.net/guild. We would love for you to be a member of the guild. So that's all I've got for this week. Next week's show, don't forget to tune in. It's going to be a great show. What to look for and what to avoid, you know, in your next tarot reader.
Absolutely. All right. Well, thanks
to our
listeners and everybody for tuning in today and spending your Saturday with us. Bye, everybody. Bye, Dax.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.